The U.S. administration has now imposed new sanctions on 11 Iranian companies and individuals for supplying Iran's ballistic missile program. What exactly is the thinking behind the move?
The thinking behind the move is that whilst there's a real commitment to opening Iran up and moving it onto a new chapter politically as well as economically, controlling the production of plutonium or uranium is not sufficient to control the threat of weapons development. The other concern is delivery systems, and that means intercontinental ballistic missiles. So these new sanctions, these are very, very precisely targeted sanctions against very high-tech, very specific applications of technology. These sanctions shouldn't broadly affect the Iranian economy and the Iranian public. So unlike the earlier sanctions, which had a broad blanket dampening effect on the Iranian economy, these sanctions probably shouldn't make a big economic difference on the economy as a whole. It'll just affect the companies and individuals involved.
Well, with Iran no longer economically isolated with the lifting of the sanctions, how quickly do you think its economy will recover?
That depends very much on these contingent factors of Iranian domestic politics and ongoing tensions with Saudi Arabia, including what happens in Syria and Iraq. But it is possible it could achieve a really solid period of growth. In a sense, it's been repressed for so long, and there is such resilience in the Iranian business community that given half an opportunity, a bit of fresh oxygen, we may see that the market move forward quite astoundingly quickly, and they may well achieve this figure, which seems fanciful given low economic growth around the world. But in a sense, there's a lot of unachieved potential in Iran in all sorts of areas, including tourism, of course, but in many other areas, and a very high level of education and a fair degree of depth when it comes to human capital. So they may well surprise us and achieve very good results.
Talking about another player, how will China be affected by the removal of Iranian sanctions?
Potentially, it makes it easier for China to engage. China was engaged before, but it also means that China, this is another one of those opportunities for China to play a very constructive leadership role on the world stage. China has been doing this. It's been doing it, for example, with Iran, quietly behind the scenes in this case, but a more open Iran, in which China's already well established. That China can engage in a way strategically which helps Iranian economic growth and helps therefore stability. And it means that just quietly China plays a very strategic role in stabilizing. China, in a sense, has more options than other countries. It has more options than the US and Europe. It has less sort of negative baggage of history and more to offer. So I think it's a very welcome addition to the dynamic. It may help break deadlock on some fronts. And certainly, broad opening of the Iranian economy and broad movement forward politically, international relations helps everyone. It'll benefit China, but in the same way, China's contribution will benefit others.